Belinda and Harper Audio Australia present this unabridged recording of Tough Country, Tall Tales of Bushmen, Bulldozers and Backcountry Blokes, written by Mike Bellamy and read by Christopher Brown. Author's note. Any resemblance to real people is perhaps not coincidental. However, names have been altered in the hope that no one is offended by these reminiscences. Introduction. One morning we were having breakfast in the old farmhouse at Forsyth Down Station. Minnie, her four kids and I were lined up along either side of the long table. Dad was sitting at the head of the table, peering out through the open porch door when his face lit up with glee. He'd spotted something outside on the grass. He had eyes like a hawk.
"Grab my rifle, boy," he grinned.
The gun was leaning up against the kitchen wall behind me. Puzzled, I leaned back on the wooden bench seat, picked up the rifle and handed it to Dad. Dad pulled back the bolt on the rifle. Click, click. It was ready for firing. He placed his elbows on the kitchen table to steady the rifle. Then he stopped, moved the salt and pepper shakers out of the way, and took aim again.
"Bugger," he muttered. "Boy, move that box of cornflakes out of the way."
I rearranged the cereal on the table.
"Bit more, a bit more." "Yeah, that'll do. Now just nod your head back a bit more, boy."
I leaned back a bit.
"Yeah, that's good, boy."
He took aim.
Boom!
Outside, a rat exploded into a ball of fur. The aroma of bacon cooking in the kitchen was now mixed with the acrid stink of gunpowder. In a daze, and with my ears ringing, I turned to look at Dad, who was grinning from ear to ear.
"Haven't lost my touch. Got the little bastard."
Putting down the rifle, he pulled out his tin full of pocket edition tobacco and rolled a smoke, lit it, and had a coughing fit while the smoke was jiggling up and down in his mouth. He finished with a bit of a snort and then hoed into his fried eggs and bacon. It was the mid-1970s, I was about 8, and I thought it was completely normal for your old man to pull out a high-powered deer-hunting rifle and fire it through the kitchen door from the breakfast table. 1. Early days with my dad. My father was a wanderer who spent much of his life traversing that part of New Zealand from Hawke's Bay up to the far north. Dad was a hard but fair bloke, a real old school bushman who lived rough a lot of the time. He was 34 when I was born. Mum booted him out when I was 5 and my brother Gaz was 9. After he left, I missed Dad terribly. While we stayed in Taupo, Dad moved around a lot, so I didn't see him much for the first couple of years. Then, when I was about 7, Mum decided I was old enough to spend a bit more time with him. Dad would turn up to pick me up for the school holidays, when he remembered, and I'd be waiting on the porch all excited. Sometimes he wouldn't show up at all, but when he did, he would always have a new vehicle. I thought he must have been a millionaire, but it wasn't until later that I realised he'd get the cars on tick, then never pay them off, so they'd get repossessed. I hate to think how much money he lost over the years in paying deposits than getting the cars repoed. One day, Dad arrived to pick me up. I was inside the house, and I heard him having a bit of a chat with Mum, or more like she was giving him a lecture. I caught the last bit of the conversation, which went something like,
"And Barry, don't give Michael any more animal parts. A rabbit's tail is fine, I could even tolerate the sheep skull, but I draw the line at deer's ears and feet. I found them a week later, rotting in his school bag. Disgusting, Barry, absolutely disgusting."
Dad protested.
"The boy wanted them for a school project,"
while trying not to laugh. I didn't hear Mum's reply as Dad called out,
"Ready, boys, let's go."
I ran outside and parked up in the driveway was a pale blue Chev Impala. It was absolutely huge, really long in the body, and it was easily the flashiest car I'd ever seen. I opened what I thought was the passenger door and started to climb in. Dad laughed.
"Nah, boy, this is a funny car. The steering wheel is on this side. Hop round the other side."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?